what seem to be the causes of this increase?
Yeah, there's just a few things going on. So every summer, unfortunately, we see these crashes seem to increase. For instance, if you see Alan Harris doing the traffic reports on WBEN, it seems like every commute, there's an issue. People are just driving right into the car that's in front of them. They're distracted behind the wheel. We've seen numerous motorcycle, bicycle crashes. We've had such warm weather extending, you know, through September that we got an extended summer in the case. And sometimes people think, oh, you know, crashes don't take place during nice weather. Winter driving is the most dangerous, but actually that's not the case. In winter, some people stay home. People are cautious on the roads. They're more aware of the dangers of the roads on slippery conditions. And in the warm weather, we definitely see an increase in crashes. When the roads are dry and it's sunny day, and people are distracted and, you know, incidents take place.
Pedestrians are crossing the street, motorcyclists are driving. In one case in Grand Island, driving a little too fast. What seemed to be the issue as far as aggressive driving?
Yeah, AAA's Traffic Safety Foundation does a lot of research into dangerous driving behaviors. And the most common dangerous behaviors behind the wheel are speeding, distracted driving, and also aggressive driving. So what we're seeing is people really just distracted behind the wheel in a rush to get to their location, seeing road rage behind the wheel as well. And, you know, we've done surveys at AAA where we ask drivers about, you know, how do you perceive this as dangerous? And people say, yeah, we think that these are really unsafe driving behaviors, but at the same time, they admit to doing these behaviors at least once in the past 30 days. So it's hard. People are in a rush. Society today, people want to look at their phone right away. They want to get an instant response. They're in a hurry to get different places, and that can lead to different dangers on the roads.
What are some of the mistakes pedestrians have been making when they are involved in accidents?
Well, pedestrians should really just make sure that they're following the rules of the road as well. It's important for everyone to share the road together. So, you know, it's getting dark a lot earlier in the morning and dark earlier in the evening. So people should really dress for that. Make sure they're wearing reflective clothing if you're all out for a walk, you're out for a run, so that drivers can see you. And then at the same time, drivers being on alert and paying attention to the road, scanning the road in front of them rather than looking down at a phone or a device.
And with motorcyclists, what are some of the things that they've been doing that may be contributing to these crashes?
Yeah, so, you know, motorcycles have every right to use the road just like a car would. So people have to remember that and give them the space that they need. If you see a motorcycle in front of you and you're driving a vehicle, give them space. Motorcyclists themselves should make sure that they're wearing the proper helmet and that they're obeying the speed limit and they're not using any type of alcohol or any other substance when they are driving their motorcycle. So it really is safety first and just being prepared and putting those safety precautions as a priority before you get on the bike or before you get behind the wheel. AAA did some research on like fatal crashes from mid-2020. So the research was done from like May 2020 through December 2022, and it showed like a 17% jump in traffic deaths. You know, more than 114,000 people were killed in traffic crashes during that time. This year, NHTSA says that fatal crashes were down for the first half of the year. Those are preliminary numbers showing that more than 18,000, almost 19,000 people died in motor vehicle crashes in the first half of 2024. It was a decrease of about 3% compared to 2023. Hopefully that's the case, but you have to remember those numbers ended right as summer was starting. So the summer numbers aren't in yet, but we just know from the crashes and that we've seen and the commutes out there, it's still very dangerous on the road. So drivers really need to use caution, pay attention to the task of driving, whereas pedestrians and cyclists need to make sure that they're aware of the road as well. They're making sure that they're seen out there and doing everything that they can do to protect themselves.